Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
Once the peaches are ripe, the first frost of autumn could come at any time, so you'll want to get your fishes inside.
I promise I'll get them right after breakfast, but for now, we gotta do the show. Hi, everybody. It's time once again for the Fursome Foursome, so let's go to Rabbi Kuhn with today's Old Testament reading, which is 1 Chronicles 1:1 through 2:17.
Shalom, everybody! It's time to start in 1 Chronicles, and we're going to start off here with a brief history lesson. Adam, Shet, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshach, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphat, and Togarma. The sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Rama, and Sabteka. And the sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Patruzim, and Kasluhim, of whom came the Philistines, and Kephtorim. And Canaan begat Zidon, his firstborn, and Het, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvidite, and the Zimmerite, and the Hamadite. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Geter, and Meshach. And Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almadad, and Shelef, and Hazarmavet, and Jerah, Hadaram also, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same as Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their generations. The firstborn of Israel, Nebaioth, and Kedar, and Abdil, and Mibzim, Mishma, and Duma, Masa, Hadad, and Tema, Jitur, Nefesh, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She bears Zimran, and Jokshan, and Midian, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua, and the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abida, and Eldah. These are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. And the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeush, and Jalob, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Getem, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek. And the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibion, and Anna, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan, Hori, and Homem, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alian, and Manahath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Onem. And the sons of Zibion, Aya, and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon. And the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Eshben, and Itran, and Cheren. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Jakin. And the sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avit. And when Hadad was dead, Samla of Masreka reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal-Hanan, the son of Akbar, reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pai. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezaheb. Hadad died also. And the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Aliah, Duke Jetet, Duke Aholibama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinan, Duke Kinez, Duke Timon, Duke Mibzah, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah are Onan and Shelah, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua of the Canaanites. And Ur, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare him Phares and Zerah. And all the sons of Judah were five: the sons of Phares, Hezron, and Hamul. The sons of Zerah, Zimri, and Ethan, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Dara, five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi, Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accused. And the sons of Ethan, Azariah. The sons also of Hezron, that were born under him, Jerahmeel, and Ram, Chelubai, and Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shema the third, Nethaneel the fourth, Redai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, and Joab, and Asahel, three. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jetha the Ishmaelite.
Thank you, Jacob. And now Abbot Babbitt will be reading Acts 23, verses 11 through 35.
Acts chapter 23, beginning in verse 11. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." The next morning, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about his case. We are ready to kill him before he gets there." But when the son of Paul's sister heard of this plot, he went into the barracks and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." So he took him to the commander. The centurion said, "Paul, the prisoner, sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside, and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" He said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them, because more than 40 of them are waiting in ambush for him. They have taken an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for your consent to their request." The commander dismissed the young men and cautioned him, "Don't tell anyone that you have reported this to me." Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, "Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide mounts for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix." He wrote a letter as follows: "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him, but I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." So the soldiers, carrying out their orders, took Paul with them during the night and brought him as far as Antipatris. The next day, they let the cavalry go on with him while they returned to the barracks. When the cavalry arrived in Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor and handed Paul over to him. The governor read the letter and asked what province he was from. Learning that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will hear your case when your accusers get here." Then he ordered that Paul be kept under guard at Herod's palace.
Thank you, Ignatius. And now Brother Caduceus will be reading Psalm number 3.
A psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how they are increased that trouble me! Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down, and I slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies among the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah.
Thank you, Tib. And finally, here are this morning's Proverbs. This morning's Proverbs are chapter 18, verses 14 and 15. A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out.
I'm just curious, Brother Caduceus, why this sudden concern about the peach harvest?
It's a long story.
Well, I got time.
Well, you remember Moses' staff, how it had a tendency to shift between a living snake and a wooden staff.
Yeah.
Well, Moses' staff was one of my ancestors.
Holy gefilte fish! You don't mean that you...
That's right. Once a month, I turn into a peach tree.
I believe it may be prudent to begin playing the ending theme song before the audience has time to figure out that that makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.